Chapter 52 On the Road of the Ancient Kings. Princess Scatterbrain was so cold she couldn't breathe fire for 10 whole minutes. Finally, we started off again along a wide gravel road. Massive statues of proud warriors stared down at us as we passed by. "This is the road of the ancient kings. Once there were many members of the royal family, but now they're all gone. There is no one to wear the crown of the king of the giants," Scribblehopper told us. Suddenly, I noticed a giant shadow among the statues. "Who is it?" I shouted, trembling, but no one answered. My whiskers quivered with fright. "Who is it? Who's there?" I stammered. Just then, someone pinched my tail. Was it a monster? A giant? Was it a giant monster? Suddenly, I heard a teeny tiny laugh. I whipped around. It was that pesky pixie Drake again. He'd been playing tricks on me ever since I'd met him. Now he had tied up my tail in a knot. Then he stuck his tongue out at me. "Look at the knight. Oh, what a sight. He's shaking with fear. It's perfectly clear," he teased, running off. I was steaming. That was it. It was time to put my paw down. I was sick and tired of ticks, annoying pangs. I took off after him. My fears cheered me on. "Go get him, knight," they called. "Teach him a lesson," they shouted. The pixie thumbed his nose at me. He hopped onto one of the statues. He climbed up the warrior's nose and tiptoed out to the tip of the sword. "You can't catch me, furry snout. All you can do is cry and pout," Trick sneered. I gnashed my teeth together. I was ready to shake him. I was ready to squeeze him. But was I ready to risk my neck to save him? The pixie had slipped. He was dangling off the statue from his hat. "Help!" he squeaked. "I'm going to fall!" I started to climb up the statue. But at the top, I remembered something. I'm afraid of heights.